He stood over Molly, passing her a cup of water, the good cop of the usual interrogation equation. He was here in his official capacity then. Agent Rick.
Excuse me, Green said, without looking over at me. This room isn't open to the public.
It isn't? I said, overly ingenuous. Man, I was really looking forward to a nice afternoon of filking, too.
Molly looked up, and her eyes widened in recognition and what looked like sudden hope.
Harry!
Hey, you kid,
I told her and ambled in. Mouse in tow. The dog went right over to Molly, wagging his tail and subtly begging for affection by thrusting his broad muzzle underneath her folded hands. Molly let out a little laugh and leaned down, hugging the dog, talking baby talk to him like she did to her youngest siblings. Green turned to glower at me. After a moment, Agent Rick did too.
Dresden, Green said, his tone peremptory. You are interfering in an investigation. Get out.
I ignored him to speak to Molly.
How's Rosie?
She left her cheek on top of Mouse's broad head and said,
Unconscious. She was very upset by the news, and the doctors gave her something to help her sleep. They were afraid she'd freak out and it would hurt the baby.
Dresden,
Green snarled. Best thing for her right now, I told Molly. She'll handle it better when she's had some rest. She nodded and said,
I hope so.
Green spat a curse and reached for his radio, presumably to summon goons. Green was an ass. Maybe I was going a little hex-happy, but I muttered something under my breath and made a little effort. Sparks shot out of the radio and were followed by curls of smoke. Green stood there cursing as he tried to get the thing to work.
Damn it, Dresden, he snarled. Get out before I have you taken downtown.
I kept ignoring him. Hi there, Rick. How was the wedding?
That's it, Green said.
Rick pursed his lips and then held up a hand toward Green, a placating gesture.
Everyone survived it, Agent Rick responded, studying me with a steady frown, looking between me and Molly. Harry, we're working here. You should go.
Yeah? I asked. I plopped down into the chair beside Molly and grinned at him.
I'm thinking maybe not. I mean, I'm working too. I'm a consultant.
You're obstructing an investigation, Dresden, Green growled. You're going to lose your jobs with the city, your investigative license. Hell, I'll even get you stuck in jail for a month or two.
No, you won't.
Have it your way, tough guy, Green said, and started for the door.
Molly, maybe taking it for a cue, rose herself.
Sit down,
Green said, his voice hard.
You aren't finished yet.
She hesitated for a second and then sat.
Green, 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 I said. There's something you're missing here.
He paused. Agent Rick watched me steadily. See, Miss Carpenter here can go any time she damn well pleases.
Not until she's answered a few questions, he said.
I made a game show buzzing sound. Wrong. This is a free country. She can walk out and there's not a damn thing you can do about it, unless you want to arrest her.
I grinned at him some more.
You didn't arrest her, did you?
Molly watched the exchange from the corner of her vision, being very still and keeping her face down.
We're questioning her in relation to an ongoing investigation, Rick said. Yeah? One of you guys got the subpoena then?
They hadn't, of course. No one spoke.
See, you're the one out on a limb here, Green. You've got nothing on the young lady. No court order. You haven't arrested her. So anything she chooses to tell you is entirely voluntary.
Molly blinked up at me.
It is?
I put a hand to my chest and mimed an expression of shock.
Green, I can hardly believe this. Did you lie to this young woman to frighten her? To make her think she was under arrest? I didn't lie, Green snarled.
You just led her on, I said.
Sure, sure. Not your fault if she interpreted you wrong. Say, let's go back and check the tape and see where the mistake was.
I paused.
You are recording this, aren't you? All on the record and above board?
Green looked at me like he wanted to kick my nuts up into my skull.
You've got nothing but speculation. Get out. Or, as lead investigator, I will have you barred from the hotel.
That a threat? I asked him.
Believe it.
I made a show of rubbing at my mouth.
Oh, man. I'm having quite the moral quandary.
Because if you do that to me, then hell. Maybe the press would find out that you're dismissing professional consultants with a positive track record with the city. I leaned forward and added casually, Oh, man, they might find out that you're illegally interrogating a juvenile. Green stared at me, shock on his face. Even Agent Rick arched an eyebrow.
What?
A juvenile. A juvenile, I enunciated. I.e., one who cannot give you legal consent on her own. I took the liberty of sending for her parents. I'm sure that they and their attorney will have a whole lot of questions for you.
That's blackmail, Green said.
No, it's due process, I replied. You're the one who tried the end run around the law.
Green scowled at me and said, You can talk all you want, but you got no proof.
My cheeks ached from smiling so much, and I chuckled. The door, which had never fully closed, opened on cue. Lydia Stern stood there behind it, her press badge around her neck, a mini tape recorder in her hand, held up so that Green could clearly see it.